I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, fighting between rebels and security forces put civilians at risk. Tens of thousands have fled their homes since May 22nd when the rebels launched their biggest offensive in a decade. Sam Todd with Wycliffe Associates says in the northeastern part of the country, the fighting has halted almost all ministry.
We've seen pictures of just mass graves. I mean, people, trenches being dug and people being thrown in. I've got a picture of a truck that probably has at least 100 coffins stacked up. And the violence is just, it's brutal. It's not just gunfire. It's all sorts of machetes and disturbing things that's meant to instill fear and terror.
Wycliffe's partners still want to distribute the Bible in people's heart languages, so pray for an end to the violence in the DRC. And nearly everything in Lebanon describes the status of a failed state. Yet Camille Melki of Heart for Lebanon says God is still at work there. He points to a Syrian refugee named Frangia as an example. She was trying to provide for her children, but her anger grew as Lebanon's crisis deepened. Soon, she could no longer buy medicine for her epileptic daughter.
The refugees in Lebanon cannot work legally. Frangia works in the agricultural fields only to make less than $4 a day. In the last 2 years, that $4 has dropped to even less than $2 a day. So her income is very limited.
Heart for Lebanon provided food aid and connected her with a doctor. Gospel conversations led Frangia to Christ. Read her full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.